You're holding Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph on top. Again, the Gemara says Hochi Koma that Magdishin Avrin Umalirun Behem. That again, we're trying to answer according to Bapoda that he holds a person cannot be Magdish the Avr the Uba directly, cannot be Magdish a fetus. I hear it's Mashm Yakut. So the answer was no. This is what the Bryson meant to say, that the Magdishin Avrin Umalirun Behem. He could be Magdish just an Avr itself, just a limb, and he could make Tumur on it. But you can't stand to make tamura on an aver. In other words, if you lechetchila makdish the aver, so halacha is once you makdish the aver, automatically it's chal kedusha on the whole behema. And now once the behema is kodesh, you can make tamura from it. But you can't make tamura onto one aver. The verse meant to say was though, the uvrim, shekotra b'me'iman, not that you were makdish the uva, just an uva that was kodesh b'me'iman, emamirim ben. Such a behemoth, when it's born, you can't make tamura from it. So where it says, so does a diik, b'lavladei kodeshim b'mei iman, who do lo yavdin tamura? It's a mashma then that you can't make tamura, just calls the man the uber, the fetus inside the mother's stomach. However, mashma, once the uber is born, avdi, then you couldn't make tamura from that uber, from that vlad. But the Moraiva Tanan, we learned ain't have lo desaisim tamura. We learned know that the vlad, when it's born from a behemoth kachim, let's say you had a korban shlomim, it became pregnant, and when it gives birth, so that vlad now, you cannot make tamur from it. So how could you tell me now, it's mashmas only, not tamur when it's inside, but when it comes out it is, I will learn, even when it comes outside, also there's no tamura. Someone says, no, hamani rab yudi, that rice goes according to rab yuda. That holds that the vlad is kachim, could make tamura. But the gemara I rab yuda, Avrin Mikotchi is the Aver by itself of Yemakdish, one Aver. Does that make the whole Behemah Kodesh? I holler of Yehuda, Lestlei, Homer, Raglish, Ozu, Oila, Kulu, Oila. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know from this, he said. He holds of Yemakdish, one Regal. That's all. It's not in the Spasha than the whole Behemah. So the price it can't be according to Rabbi Yehuda. Smyr says, no, Omalei, Hoch of Mayaskinon. You know what we're talking about over here? Hoch of Mayaskinon, Bedover, Oisoy, Satrefa. We're talking about now, you are makdish, a part of the animal, that if you take that part off, the animal will be a trefa. And that even according to you, do we hold, that if you makdish a part that would make, let's say, min hakuva lamala, from above the knee, if you makdish that part, so since if you take it off, the animal will become a trefa, that's a little bit like a davash on a shomet luyaba, and even if you agrees, if you makdish this part of the animal, automatically it's mispashed over the whole behema. So therefore, it could be this brice that comes out good according to Yehuda. That in a chlami, if you say this part of the animal to be kodesh, it's a spashad over the whole behema, and no adin, it's mashmoni, the uber, when it's inside the mother's stomach, it can't make tamura. But once it's noilad, then it could make a tamura. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, let's say that's a machlekes tanoim. If you could be makdish and uber or not, the sheltering by podin of Yechonon, maybe it's a machlekes tanoim. Because we learn like this. Ha-sheichet, the Mishnah later we're going to have, ha-sheichet esachates. If somebody went to shech the korban chatis, and inside the mother, you found a fetus there. That's only 4 years, 4 months old. It's not completely developed yet, but it's still alive. So what's the halacha upon this uber? So the Tony Chodah, one Mishnah, one time learns, Eina Nechelis, you could only eat it, El Zichre Kuna, Mashman has Kedusha on this uber. And only a Zohar or Kain Zohar could eat it, like a regular Kodesh Kodashim. V'ena Nechelis El Lefunim Nechloim, you can only eat it inside the Yazor, inside the Beis HaMikdash. And V'ena Nechelis El Lijay Mechel, you can only eat it for 1 day. After 1 day, look where it becomes like Neser. So according to this Mandiyama, this Vlad has the Loch of Mamash Kedusha like a Chattis itself. The Tan Yiduch, another Bryce says, no, Nechelis Necholodim, the Loch of this fetus, again, you shechted the mother, you shechted the korban chatis, and you took out the fetus inside, so the shechita, the mother, helps for the vlad, for this uber. So another Bryce says, you're allowed to eat it, and anybody could eat it. For Necholim, Necholim, any place, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. And then in Necholim, Bazor, the opposite, you're not even allowed to eat it inside the Azorah. Why? Because it's called completely Chulin. So my love isn't there, Tanoihi, that's good for this Makhlekes Tanoim over here. The Masav Kedusha Chalal Ubrin, the Tanakam Lechura holds, the Shita Lechav Yechanan, that you could be Makdish and Uber. And therefore, we're talking about when you had this famous Chattis, so you were Makdish it. And therefore, this Chal Kedusha upon the Uber, therefore only a Kohen could eat it, and in the base of Mikdish, and now when it comes nicer. The Masav, the second time, holds, no, ain't Kedusha Chalal Ubrin, you can't be Makdish and Uber. Therefore, the uba, the baby inside, it does not kedusha on it, and therefore anybody can eat it. So Chori says machlokes ba'poda, and Rabbi Yochanan Chori says machlokes anoyim. So Mora says could be loy. It's not the machlokes over here. Le'atayhani tanoi ba'kem iflugid. They argue at this point that the mar sovar v'lodis kodishim behevi yosin hen kedushim. There could be both of them agree you cannot be makdish an uber, and therefore when you were first makdish the mother, it could be at that time the uber, even if it was pregnant at that time, the uber doesn't have its own kedusha, not because you were makdish it. Could be they both hold you can't be makdish it. But there's aloha that if you have a korban and the korban becomes pregnant, the uber, the mother. So the uber inside it becomes kaddish by itself, not because you are makdishit, but since it's created its form in the mother of a korban, it also has kedusha. And that's the machlokes exactly when is the kedusha chal. So maybe that's the machlokes over here. Again, welcome to Flegid Damas, of Lord's Kaddishim, the heavy yosna and kedusha means only after it's born. So kolzaman, the uber is in the mother's stomach, it has no kedusha at all. It's only kaddish to Vlad when it's born. Here, if you shechted the mother and the baby was not born yet, it's only called chulun. That's why anybody could eat it. Well, Master of the Tanakh wants to know, v'lodi kodeshim b'nei imen hen kodeshim, which is the machlokes later on will have, that the vlad of a korban is kodesh as soon as it's created. Even inside the mother's stomach, the fetus is also kodesh. So could be that's the machlokes over here. So could be both of them hold like bar podom. He can learn both to know him his way, that really you can't be machdish the uber by itself. And here it's only machlokes. When is the Vlad Kaddish? The boy was saying, another Pshat can be no. Chatanahu. There's one Chatanahu. Choda miholin masnisin b'makdish behema. It could be no, that these Tanas, both of them hold like Rabbi Yechon. He'll learn Pshat like this, Rabbi Yechonin. That Avada they hold, you could be makdish in Uber. But one verse is talking about the makdish behema, the Yachakach Nisabra. That you were first makdish the mother, and it wasn't pregnant, then it was the Uber. And then later became pregnant. So Lachri is the Kedusha's first Chal when it's born. And that's the second price. And therefore, since this baby was not born, you will not eat it. It has no Kedusha. The Chadman, but the first price is talking about, Shekdisha Mubaris, that you were first Makdish just pregnant, and let's say cow. So you made it into a Korban Chatis, therefore you were Makdish both of them. So therefore, both is Kaddish, the mother and the Vlad. So that's pissing the way the Yochanan would learn. This Machlag is annoying. So the kids are both bar podim of Yehud and can learn this machlekes according to themselves. Now the Gemara says, Tani will learn like this. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Klayim, a behemoth that was born from Klayim, a different pair of parents, Utrefa, a behemoth that became a Trefa, or else V'yotze Daifin, it came out of the side, not a regular birth, Tumtum V'yadrugnus, a suffix, whether it's a Zohar and a Keva, a Lachar is like Kedoshim, they themselves cannot become Kaddish, and v'lei makdishim, they can be marked as something else, so we'll soon see what that means. V'yama Shmuel explains like this, loy kedoshim means b'tzmura. They themselves cannot become kaddish, means with a kedush even of tzmura, that's a chiddush. Rashi says that it means, shim hein chulin, you have a behemoth that's a treifam, or a yoytzi doifin, that's chulin. And you take it next to a behemoth's kodshim, and you say, zutach azu, see even though tzmura is chal upon a bal mum, these things are worse than a bal mum. And here there's no din tmurachal on a treifa, behemoth, a chum, a treifa, or a klayim, or yoytze, doifon, tumta, vadrubnis, there's not even chal a kedusha tmur on it. Then, v'loy makdisha means, lasais tmura, that you can't be makdish them, they cannot make tmura, they have no kedusha saguf, they can't make something else into tmura. The tani will learn like this, Amar Rav Meir, meyachar sheinam kedushin, since they themselves can't have any kedusha, heich makdishin. What's the shot to say? What's the husband like to say? Magdishim, if they themselves is not kaddish, so what's the husband mean here? Yeah. So the Gemara answers, "Iatemoytzel of the magdish behema, that we were magdish behema first, and v'yakakach nitrefa, then the behema came a treifa, or else the magdish vlad, you were first magdish vlad, v'yotze derech doifin, it came out derech doifin." They were telling me here now, these behemoths, if they have kedusha on them, they do not make tumura. The question is, how do you have the kedusha in the first place? This is the hechatimsa, that first you were makdish of behemoth, then it became a treifa. But first you were makdish of lad, it's right to Rabbi Yochanan, and then the vlag came out yotzei dofen. So therefore, it can't make tmura. Alma koporim, it's a proof to Rabbi Yochanan that kodesh vlad, that you could be matmish to uber by itself. So Mor says, I'm not like this. Lu yisoi that betam b'meyat mima afilu ba poda nami moedah the kodesh. That if you have a mother, that's a tam, complete, and the uber is also a tam. Then even Bapoda says you could be makdish that uber. You could make kedush upon the uber. It's cold like it's here. You could be makdish it. Lenechaku, where's the machlekes in Bapoda Rabbi Yochanan? Ela betam b'meye balas mum, where the mother is a balas mum, the mother, and now the uber inside is a tam. So the question is, could you be makdish the uber by itself? Bapoda sova kivun the yimelo makdishin kedushas aguf. Since the mother has the psul, the mother is a balmum, you can't be makdish the kedushas aguf. If so, again, like the uber is a chilek of the mother, and therefore hu nami lekodesh, you cannot be makdish the uber either with a kedushas aguf. But Rabbi Yechon or Rabbi Yechon holds no, hani kebeis behemus ninu, like uber lav yerachimah, the uber, the fetus is like a behemah by itself, and therefore nechanami imahi the lemikdisha, the mother that's a balmum, she can make a kedushas aguf. Avalhu, but this uber, you could be makdish. So that's where the machlekes is. But in the case where both the mother and the kid is a tam, everybody agrees you could be makdish to uber. Therefore, comes a good braisa before. Lishnachrin. Another way to say it is like this: Avol klayim v'tumtum v'adrugnis. You have a behemoth that's klayim, born from two different pairs of parents. V'tumtum v'adrugnis is covered up. We don't know what it is. Iziyat moitzei ela b'vlad kachim. How do you have these things to say they're Kodesh and they can't make Tmura? Only by Vlad Kodeshim. Okrev Yehuda, like a Yehuda Shita Shoyim, he used to say, Ha Vlad Oyset Tmura, that a regular Vlad Kodeshim could make Tmura. Let's say you makdish the Shlom, and the Shlom gives birth, so the baby, the Uber, could make, has Kedusha, and he can make Tmura on it. So the Dei gives Halan who the Loi Kedusha Gufayu. Only these here, the Uber is a climb, a Tuntva Drugness, they don't have the Kedushas Aguf. That's why it can't be true to make Tmura. Aval Ubrin Acherim Kedushin. But other Ubis could make Kedusha, could make Tmura. So Koponim, you see, the Ubrim have Kedusha on it. So Rabbaye, by Yenta Zaynachanami, that Tam B'meyat Mima Divrihakal Kodesh. Gufay, even Bapota would agree like this. If both the Uber is a Tam and the mother is a Tam, it could be Makdish the Uber. Ela Kipli, you is the Machlegis, then Bapodin of Yechanan, the Meya Balas Mum, where the mother is the Balmum. The Bapodis of our Podholz, Kivund, I may namilo Kodesh Gufei, since the mother is the Balmum. You cannot be Makdish the mother, which is a Guf. Iyo namilo Kodesh, who are then, the Vlad also can't be Makdish of Uber in a Balas Mum. Ela the May, at most you could just be Makdish of Kdusha Zamin. If Yechan Savano, Uba lav yerachimahu. The kid inside is not called part of the mother. It's called a part. It's called the behemoth by itself. And therefore, v'yafaga v'imul lekodesh legufei. Even though the mother, you cannot put a kedushas aguf on it though. But vlad mi kodesh legufei. But the vlad, the uber, that's called something by itself. And that, since it's a tam, that you could be makdishit legufei. So that's the machlokes v'apodin of Yechanan. Then the Mishnah says, v'yomer Rav Yosi, v'loy b'mekdoshim ha'im ragdash alzu. Rav Yosi holds that if a person takes a regular behemah and says he just wants the foot of this animal to become Kaddish, so lochur is automatically the whole behemah becomes Kaddish. That's Rav Yosi Shita. So if Rav Yosi says by Tumur also, if someone takes this behemah's chulin and says he only wants the regal, just the foot of it to become Tumurah, it's like a chal. Because Tumur means like you want that regal to become Kaddish. So once that regal becomes Kaddish, it's Nespash that goes over the whole animal, and therefore the whole thing becomes Tumurah. Smooth.